Ramaphosa.
Minister Gayton McKenzie commended President Ramaphosa on the government of national unity.
They are saying, hey, McKenzie is happy to be in cabinet. They are lying. I'm very happy. I'm not happy. I am excited. And I want to say to you in conclusion, President, you know, during the election, we fought with the DA. We fought each other. And today we agree on one thing, that you are the glue of this GNU. Many in your own party are saying, Harifuni GNU. How to be ufuna ing if hafuni GNU? They don't understand. The GNU is going to last for 5 years. We are going nowhere with the GNU. The country is happy, humunati mo GNU. And you must, my president and SG, you mustn't worry much. I see you keep on answering the ones, SG, that says you gave me advice, let me give you advice. You keep on answering the ones that's against the GNU. I can tell you, we at lunch the other day was a minister that comes from the opposition, which I'm not going to mention. And this minister said to me, hey, these people of opposition, Pastor Upaman, they are last. I'm like, ah, this man was in opposition last year. So I want to say to the SG, let them talk. It's really cold outside. Humunati inside. The GNU is working. We are happy. President Ramaphosa is leading us. And the president that I'm calling now. You know, President, I must tell you something that I never told you to your face. When we criticized you, we went past the boundaries of respectable criticism. We at times became very personal with you. We called you names. We accused you of stuff. But you look past what we all called you. And you look at what is good for South Africa. You are a leader with leaders. And those ones that think I can betray you. You have hired me in spite of people saying you can never make McKenzie a minister. Today, you can call me bandit, but you must say honorable. Honorable. You can call me names. Markikeni. Ramaphosa.
He was speaking at the repatriation and restitution homecoming ceremony for South African freedom fighters who died in Zambia and Zimbabwe during apartheid. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Mangela.